This hand-colored photograph was taken only 8 years after the Wounded Knee Massacre in South Dakota ended Native American resistance to subjugation by white settlers. It was taken in 1898 at a World's Fair, the Trans-Mississippian International Exposition in Omaha, Nebraska. Representatives of Native tribes were asked to wear Native clothing, bring their dwellings, and enough materials to make and sell Native artwork, whilst residing on the grounds for the duration of the fair. This living diorama was intended to enlighten visitors by demonstrating a selection of the suppressed and eroding Native American cultural traditions. Afraid of Eagle was one of the estimated 500 representatives. At the heart of this unconventional composition is his flared war bonnet, traditionally made by Great Plains warriors, comprised of 31 highly prized golden eagle feathers. In his arms, he carries a blanket. His vest is embellished with beads and porcupine quills, which have been obscured by an over-application of paint. His bearing is unbending, and the gravitas of his distant gaze engages and lingers in one's memory. Omaha-based photographer Frank Reinhardt was hired by James Mooney of the Smithsonian Institution to document the Native American participants from an anthropological perspective. However, it was his assistant, Adolph Muir, who took the portrait photographs. Rather than just physiology and attire, Muir portrayed a person. He created a relaxed atmosphere to get as close as he could to who his subjects were, creating aesthetically beautiful, unique, and extremely popular images. When Reinhardt realized he could make a substantial amount of money selling them to the public, he breached his Smithsonian contract and claimed the copyright. Connection to Nebraska. Frank Reinhardt operated a photography studio in Omaha, Nebraska from 1885 to 1922. Adolph Muir was an assistant to Reinhardt for 2 or 3 years. Unhappy with the copyright issue, Muir left Reinhardt's employ. He later went on to happily manage photographer Edward Curtis's studio.